When did you first fall in love with the stars?
I think I've always loved the stars. One of my first memories is of the moon. I remember watching the moon, and I was in the car with my dad, and the moon was just following me. Just had no idea why that was.
How do you make sense of the moon at that age?
At age five, there's just no way you can. I think it's one of the great things about being a kid. It's just that curiosity that all kids have.
The Earth is like this ball that's flying through empty space. I mean, it's terrifying, it's awe-inspiring. I don't know how to make sense of it. It's
hard, because we live in our frame of reference here on this planet.
Yeah.
It's nearly impossible. None of us are lucky to go to see the curvature of Earth. I would have been 11, or 10 maybe. And we went camping. And I just remember, I didn't aim to see the stars, but I walked out of my tent in the middle of the night. And I looked up, and wow, so many stars. The dark night sky and all those stars just like screaming at me. I just couldn't believe that. Honestly, like my first thought was, this is so incredible, mind-blowing. Like, why wouldn't anyone have told me this existed?
The stars that we see in the sky aren't just stars. They're suns. And they very likely will have planets around them.
The very nearest star to Earth, called Proxima Centauri.
Cool name, by the way.
Yeah. Proxima Centauri appears to have a planet around it. That's an Earth-mass planet in the so-called habitable zone, or the Goldilocks zone of the host star.
The zoomed-out big picture is, yes,
I believe absolutely there is life out there somewhere, because the vastness of the universe is incredible. It's so breathtaking. If you have good eyesight and you're somewhere very dark, you could see thousands of stars. But in our galaxy, we have hundreds of billions of stars, and our universe has hundreds of billions of galaxies. So think about how incredible that is. Like, out of all the stars out there, even the very nearest star has planets and has a planet of huge interest to us. Soon, I think we'll have evidence that planets that can support life, at least, are common.
You kind of have a sense that there might be somebody living over there, or there's bacteria or somebody that looks like us.
I'm hopeful that every star nearby has a planet.
Has some life.
The dream condition is that life is super abundant, and it's based on the thought that if there is a planet with water and continents, that it also has the ingredients for life. The base kernel thought is that if the ingredients for life is there, life will form.
Life will form.
That's what we're holding on to.
With a relatively high probability. What do you think about that? You mentioned probes. What's the value of humans? Is that interesting to you from both a scientific and a human perspective?
Human mostly. I think it's such in our desire to explore. It's part of what it means to be human. So wanting to go to another planet and be able to live there for some time, it's just what it means to be human.
So what's the closest Earth-like planet you think is worth visiting?
It's over 4 light-years away. I mean, it would take tens of thousands of years to get there with conventional methods. When you think about where we're headed as a species, maybe we don't send people. Maybe we end up sending raw biological materials and instructions to print out humans. It's so hard to get to another planet that this thought of printing humans or printing life forms actually could be easier.